And hour number two of the Blitz starts now on Fan Run Radio, Fox Sports Knoxville, broadcasting live from the radio at 105.7 FM, 1340 AM, broadcasting live from the Truly Hard Seltzer studios of Fox Sports Knoxville. Make sure to go pick yourself up some Truly, some Miller Lights here for the quarantine mess that we're probably all in this weekend. Podcast is uploaded moments after the show goes off the air.
You think I'm going to let the COVID keep me inside this weekend?
No, I don't. What are your plans for this weekend, huh?
I don't know.
But it's not inside.
No, it's supposed to be nice.
You want to play some disc golf? You guys want to go disc golf?
Hey, I'll come disc golf.
I love disc golfing.
Or real golf too. You can get some great deals.
Nah, I'm no good at real golf.
Me neither. I do like sitting there at the driving range though.
I don't know if
and
I'm
just cranking them.
I'm not sure if I'm good at disc golf, but I know I'm not good at real golf. So
you strike me as a really good disc golfer.
I can sling the disc.
You can sling it. All right.
I just can't putt in disc golf. You know.
Sure.
I can get it right down.
I can get it right down there, but I'll miss from point blank.
Teach you the basketball shot after the show today.
I don't know.
It's a good one.
I don't know about these putts and things like that.
Hey, you do make a good point, though, that if you're out this weekend, go ahead and get out. It's supposed to be nice weather.
If you're out, go ahead and get out.
Just hold your breath around people.
No.
If you're out, go ahead and get out. Yeah, you're right.
Hold your breath? I don't think that's how it works, Chuck.
No, I mean, I'm just like, don't go like inside in crowded places, but hey, like go to a park and, you know, walk around and stuff. And just when you walk next to someone that you don't know and you haven't been around, just hold your breath.
6 feet.
Well, you know, you cross paths if you're, like, going on a walk and stuff, and you just...
I don't think that really helps.
Hey, I don't think it's a bad idea.
Thank you.
I don't think it's a terrible idea.
I don't think it helps.
I've been going on walks...
Yeah, but maybe it doesn't.
Every day now, and every time I walk by somebody, just...
If it helps you, that's all that matters.
Well, let's hope in all of us.
Gentlemen, enough of the funny business. We got to get right back into the thing. Right back in... to the greatest vol of them all, Blitz Edition Tournament. Are you ready?
I mean, I'm ready. You might want to give Chance just a little bit longer.
Chance, are you with us?
He's not there.
Oh.
He had to tend to the dog.
You do a bad job at checking your text. This is something that you got to work on.
I do. It's because I'm focused on the Periscope.
We're almost 1 year in the books. This is something that you... need improvement.
Okay, thank you, Dad.
Check text.
Okay, Dad.
I've got vital information that needs to be passed that I don't really need to say over the air.
Okay, Dad. I got it.
It wasn't supposed to come off like that.
Okay, Dad.
It wasn't supposed to come off like that. I'm just saying.
I'm pro Brandon here.
You were gonna start this bracket where we're all four supposed to vote. And then you're going to get the chance, and it's just going to be nothing. And I was going to have to be like, oh, Chance is outside taking his dog out right now.
Yeah. I see where the complications lied.
If you would have checked text,
Well, I had other important things I was doing, Brandon. This is why we're a team here. You know, we communicate and stuff, even if the communication is just not always received on the other end.
All right, so what... regions are we doing today? Hopefully by the time we get done talking about it, Chase will be back.
So we're moving into the second region, the second round. We got the South and the East. So we're going from the Chattanooga and the Johnson City regions. Gentlemen, are you ready?
Quickly to interject, I agree with Brandon. I had the app on while I was outside. That's the only bad thing about doing work from home. The dog starts barking. I got to take her out. She starts whining. Brandon's right, though, Rick. You got to work on it.
I like to rely on my teammates. You guys are fantastic teammates. I like to rely on you. Although I still got
ball movement.
Ball move. Perimeter passing, gentlemen. Perimeter passing. Hey, let's score our way right into the second round. Here we go. The first matchup of the day. The number one seed, Johnny Majors. The number nine seed, T. Martin. Ooh.
Yeah, that one's tough.
Who would like to start us off?
Tough for a 1-9, but go ahead, Chance.
I was going to say that That's very tough. Johnny Majors, yeah, he did a lot of great things here. Kind of revitalized the program. He's somebody that everybody's always going to talk about and look to. But T. Martin won you a championship. I feel like he's rated a lot. He's ranked too high. You said he's a 9 seed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Too high of a ranking for a champion. And is that 98 season is what anyone living in East Tennessee or a Vol fan, it's what you go back and look at. It's what your claim to fame is feels like 98. So I'm going to go with T. Martin.
I'm also voting T. Martin.
Wow. Wow. Two votes for T. Martin.
Who's gonna send him over the edge? Brandon?
Do you have what your decision's going to be already?
I think so.
All right. I have it too. I say on the count of three, we both say it.
Do you want me to count?
Yeah, let Charlie count.
Yeah, 3, 2, 1, and then we'll say it on go.
3, 2, 1, go.
Johnny Majors.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. T. Martin,
hey,
baby.
Chance sold it. Chance sold it for me when he said, hey, what is the thing that people say around here all the time? Feels like 98. Everything kind of cycles back to that 1998. So if we're comparing two football players, I feel comfortable giving it to the one that was your quarterback of your most recent championship.
Johnny Majors is the real Gonzaga of this tournament.
Wow, that is our first one seed out.
I feel like that's not fair to Johnny.
I know.
I feel like it's not fair to King Johnny to go up against T. Martin in the second round as a 9 seed.
I know.
I feel like it's not fair to King Johnny, but the point remains, he's out.
Tough decisions must be made. T. Martin advances over Johnny Majors. The first one seed is out.
I'm starting to see a path for Eric Berry now.
It's gonna be a good matchup. We got a good matchup right here. The number 5 seed, Eric Berry. The number 4 seed, R.A. Dickey.
Which one was this again? Okay, I see.
This is in the South region.
I will go Eric Berry. I think it's pretty cut and dry in this one.
I'm gonna go Eric Berry because I had a realization about R.A. Dickey, and R.A. Dickey was mean to me as a kid. This is a real story. I was at a Rangers-Red Sox game, and R.A. Dickey, he looked at me, a young kid with a Rangers jersey and a Tennessee hat, and denied me an autograph. He denied me an autograph.
Sounds like a real Adam Vinatieri.
So I'm off the R.A. Dickey train. I'm going to vote Eric Berry.
What's up with the two of you having personal beef with players who are on my teams?
Vendettas.
Well, why do you root for players that are mean to us?
That's a great point.
You know,
I told you the other day, maybe, you should take my side. Maybe, you should take your friend's side in this.
Maybe the two of you, maybe you're just not nice people. Maybe you weren't nice
kid.
To them.
So you're choosing a guy that you don't know over your friends?
I know. Can you believe
that? I don't
know.
Colleagues? I'm just playing.
Can
I'm just,
you believe that?
I'm just laying out the hypothetical, Chuck. I don't know what happened.
A bad one.
I don't know what happened.
Two votes for Eric Berry so far.
I don't like this refusing to play the negative hypotheticals.
Brandon, calm down. I'm going to go with...
You going to open up a spite store?
This is tough. Spite show? I mean, show. Like, RDP has some success in the MLB. A couple no-hitters, I believe.
A Cy Young?
Yeah, a Cy Young. Had some of his best years with the Rangers, followed by years with the Red Sox as well. He had some good years with them. Also, he was a Met, right, as well?
Yeah, 2 years as a Met.
Yeah, he was a Met for a while. I'm going to go Eric Berry, though, just because I'm kind of more of a fan favorite pick right here. I like Eric Berry more. I give him a little bit of the push, pushing through cancer and being able to come back to the NFL. So I'm going to go EB.
I give R.A. Dickey a respect vote.
Fair. All right, 3-1, Eric Berry for Heisman advances. All right, moving on. The number 11 seed who upset the number 6 seed, Kara Lawson, Jason Witten versus the number 3 seed, Ernie Grunfeld.
Go ahead and vote for Jason Witten. It's no surprise. Go ahead. I'm talking to you, Rick.
I know you're talking to me. I'm deciding here. I'm not going to go the exact route you think I'm going to go.
Fine. You want me to go first?
I do.
I'm voting Ernie G from Tennessee.
Yeah, I'm with Brandon, EG. What he did is a front office guy. Even though he wasn't the most liked, I guess, for the Wizards towards the end of his tenure. But and then the Ernie and Bernie show. So yeah, I'm gonna go with Ernie.
At the time he played, he set a new record as the all-time leading scorer.
Yeah.
When he was playing.
SEC Player of the Year.
It was obviously broken later by Allen Houston, but. I mean, he's an all-time great. He went on and had great success, played about 10 years in the NBA.
He's in the National Jewish Sports Hall of Fame.
I didn't know that was a thing.
I didn't either.
Respect. He is a two-time gold medalist. One at the 76 Montreal Games and then another at the...
That's the Pan Am Games. Only one gold medal. Only one Olympic gold.
It says here gold in 1976 in Montreal Olympic Games, and then it says gold in 1975 in Mexico City in the Pan Am Games.
Yes, Pan Am, not Olympics.
So those are two different things? 76 in Montreal and 75 in Mexico City?
Yeah, the Olympics are every 4 years. So it's two separate events.
Wait, what, Rick?
I think that's what I was saying, too.
But
I was saying he had won two gold medals.
Okay, yeah.
All right, we're on the same. A little bit of a miscommunication there. We're back on the same page. All right, so you're voting for Ernie.
I'm voting Ernie G.
Chance?
He voted Ernie G as well.
Chance voted Ernie.
Yeah, I went with Ernie.
Chuck?
What do you have, Rick?
That I don't think that counts.
I'm going to go with Ernie G.
Yeah, Ernie G, obviously.
Man, do I love Witten. I think if Witten would have gotten a Super Bowl, it would have pushed it over for me. It would have done it. But then again, maybe he wouldn't have been an 11 seed at that point. Anyways, Ernie G advances on, and he will go up against the winner of this matchup right here. How about the number 10 seed, Joey Kent, who got there by beating the number 7 seed, Josh Richardson, versus the number 2 seed, Reggie White. Give me Reggie White. Easy.
Yeah.
Even though I love Joey Kent. Yeah. I don't want any disrespect to Joey Kent, but I got to go with Reggie.
Yeah, I think you got to go Reggie White. I mean, arguably the best. You could probably make the case for best player to ever come out of Tennessee, but probably the best defensive player for sure to ever come out of Tennessee. I mean, not only had great success here, was longtime sack leader at the University of Tennessee, that obviously broken by Derek Barnett a couple of years ago. But two-time sack leader in the NFL in 87 and 88. 13-time Pro Bowler, Super Bowl champion, 8-time first-team All-Pro. His numbers retired here. Unanimous All-American. Give me Reggie.
Reginald Howard White.
He's a Packer. Gotta love a Minister of Defense. And then on the other end, like you said, just naming off all like his accolades, maybe the best defensive player in Tennessee history. I mean, but he was maybe one of the greatest defensive ends in the NFL. I mean, still is one of the top, you know, three. He had the sack record until Michael Strahan broke it, I believe, or he might have been behind Lawrence Taylor, but he was up there in the top three. But yeah, I'm gonna go Reggie White as well.
That is a sweep for Reggie White. Hey. We'll catch a quick break right here, come back on the other side, and then finish out our second round. We only have four more matchups left in the East region. We only have three more days after this. Only three more days to figure out who it is, who is the greatest Vol of them all. We get a little bit closer right after this. Always a good song to come back into.
I think one of my favorite ones to play.
Always gets you in a good mood. Coming back onto the radio waves. Coming back and broadcasting to one of the greatest cities in the world, Knoxville, Tennessee.
I still love the power I have being able to pick what comes back and what goes to break.
Listen here, Charles. As a great man once said, with great power comes great responsibility, Chuck.
I think I've done a good job with
this
music.
Don't abuse it. And as easily as you got that power, it can be taken away.
I think I do a great job with the music.
I didn't say that you were.
I added a couple songs in there, too.
I'm just saying.
Whoa, Chuck. What you adding?
You know. I added a Magic Carpet Ride.
Why would you never go four Brooks and Dunn songs back to back to back to back?
Just because I wanted to just imagine you at home losing your mind over four Brooks and Dunn songs back to back to back to back.
And see, the bad thing is I appreciate Brooks and Dunn, just not four.
And that, and I could just see the look on Brandon's face just continually getting more irked. And it was funny to me.
Yeah, that's funny to you? Am I funny? Am I funny like a clown? Do I make you laugh? Do I make you laugh, Charles? You think I'm funny?
I added Never Let You Go in there today. Yeah. Little Third Eye Blind.
Okay.
We'll allow it for now, but be careful. You're doing a good job, but it just takes one big slip or four more Brooks and Dunn slips. Those are the two categories we're going to judge based off of. But until then, we'll go right back. Hey, final four matchups of the second round in the Blitz edition of the Greatest of All of Them All tournament. We'll get right into it. And here we go. The number one seed, let's see. The number one seed in this region, Bernard King, versus the number eight seed, Jamal Lewis.
Give me Bernie. Feel the burn.
Jamal Lewis was great. I believe he was even a Super Bowl champion with the Ravens. Is this correct?
Sure.
Sure. Chuck, do you know this?
I'm pretty sure he was when we talked about this when he was taking on Cafego.
Oh, yeah. George Cafego. Jamal Lewis is an amazing running back for Tennessee, and not only did it at the collegiate level, but he was one of those dudes who was able to turn that into an incredible professional career. Just a solid running back.
Yeah,
a dude who was a rookie
when they won the Super Bowl.
Okay, gotcha. So he is a Super Bowl champion. All that goes to say that I just don't know if he did enough to surpass Bernard King, one of the absolute Mount Rushmore guys of Tennessee basketball, maybe even of Tennessee athletics. I'm going to go with Bernard King.
I mean, he's a three-time SEC Player of the Year, four-time NBA All-Star, two-time All-NBA First Team, never won a championship in the NBA. But
I'll tell you what, I think this whole thing is going to...
Bad Knicks teams.
Yeah. I'll tell you, I think this thing is going to end with a Bernard King Peyton Manning championship. But we'll see how we get there. Chance, how do you vote?
You really don't have to ask me. I'm going to go with Bernard as well, as someone who loves the game of basketball. Just what he did at the collegiate level, how he dominated, not only in the SEC, but just overall. And then what he did at the next level. And Brandon was talking about like all his like career achievements in the NBA. He should have been a champion because he had some amazing games as a Knick. You know, I didn't grow up watching that, but just seeing it on highlights and things like that. Like, he was a phenomenal player. And I remember him towards the latter part of his career when he wasn't nothing at all then. You know, he's just aging out. But, like, dude could ball. He just had the misfortunate times of playing on some bad Knick teams. But he carried those teams, and he's one of the – I mean, he's one of the top – at least top 100 in the NBA.
You want to know something, Rick?
Yeah.
On a Texas road trip on January 31st to February 1st, 1984, King made history by becoming the first player since Rick Barry to score at least 50 points in consecutive games. He scored 50 points on 20 for 30 shooting, 10 free throws, in a 117-113 Knicks win over the Spurs. And the very next night, he followed it up with another 50-point performance against your Dallas Mavericks.
Oh, no.
Dude was a beast.
He was.
An absolute beast.
I'm voting for Jamal Lewis. I mean.
Look, I get the point of a respect vote, but, I mean, come on. How can you not vote for Bernard?
We're severely underestimating Jamal Lewis's pro career. I mean, the dude broke the 2,000-yard mark. It was third most all time. He also held the rushing yards in a game record for nearly a decade before Adrian Peterson broke it.
He was a
won
beast,
a Super
man.
Bowl. I mean, he was a freshman All-American, ran for a ton of yards in college his freshman year before he, you know, had that knee injury, and then he came back in '99 with a split backfield, and you know, still got 5 yards a carry and 816 yards.
All right, we'll allow it. We will allow the respect vote because he does. He does deserve some respect. But Bernard King advances 3-1. We are going to skip over that next one for a minute And how about this? Bobby Majors, the number 11 seed, versus the number 3 seed, Heath Shuler.
Bobby Majors' run has come to an end.
Oh, you think so?
I am sick of voting for Bobby Majors.
Uh-oh.
Heath Shuler. Give me Heath Shuler. I don't care.
You're done with Bobby?
Yes. If Johnny Majors goes out before Bobby Majors, this whole thing is a damn joke. I rest my case.
Well, Heath Shuler is not T. Martin, though.
I don't care.
Give me the congressman.
Yeah, wait. Heath Shuler was a congressman?
Yeah.
Wow.
He still is.
Still is?
He is a congressman, yeah.
Brandon, I'll back you on this one. I'll take Heath Shuler as well.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, give me Heath Bar.
Yeah, I'm voting for Bobby.
Well, at least he's not moving
on. The defensive back of all time.
I don't care.
I'm going to be honest. My vote is just with Brandon right now because I can tell that this one is that Bobby Majors is stressing him out. I don't want that for you.
If his brother gets eliminated before him, you didn't even know who this guy was last week.
That's the bracket thing, you know? Like that's the bracket formation.
I don't care.
You gotta live and die by the bracket.
Not voting him through.
The brackets, the brackets, the brackets.
I don't
care. Final matchup, Heath Shuler does advance 3-1. Final matchup of the second to final matchup. Leonard Little, the number 7 seed, versus Todd Helton, the number 2 seed. Wow.
Not even close. Todd Helton all the way.
I'm going to agree. I'm going to say Todd Helton. I'm going to agree. It's tough to go against Leonard Little, but I'm going to go with Todd Helton. You look at the entire body of work, and it is massive. Todd Helton is a 2 seed for a reason. It's because there's not many guys who have done everything he has done above him in the Tennessee lore.
He should be a 1 seed.
So I'm going to vote Todd.
I'll vote Todd. It's close. Leonard Little, I think he deserves some respect. Super Bowl champion, All-Pro in 2003. First team All-SEC, first team All-American during his time in Tennessee. But I'll go Todd.
I will give Leonard a respect vote. I'll give Leonard Little one of those votes. But, I mean, Todd Helton, a baseball guy, what he'd done for the Rockies, what he did in his time here. Toddy Betts, he's definitely probably the one who deserves it. But I'll give Leonard Little a respect vote because he was no slouch.
So Todd Helton advances on. He will take on Heath Shuler in the next round. All right, final matchup of the second round. We've kept it for last for a reason. It's because this is Charlie's guy. This is the guy that Charlie put through. The number 12 seed, Casey Clausen. The number 13 seed, Jan Gomes. Gentlemen, how will we be voting?
Before you guys vote, look, let's be honest here. Okay, we know whoever makes it out of this is going to get unanimously swept by good old Bernie. So how about just out of respect for what I endured yesterday.
This is an interesting case right here.
We just let Jan Gomes just have his Sweet 16 run.
You're not comparing
him to
Casey Clausen. You're just saying, hey, the winner's going to lose no matter what.
Yeah, I mean, Casey Clausen shouldn't even be in this round either.
Oh, now that was disrespectful to one of my all-time favorite Tennessee players.
No, maybe I shouldn't have said that necessarily. But
it's okay.
I think out of respect for what I did yesterday, we can just give Jan Gomes his spotlight in the second weekend, you know?
Well, your vote is already counted because you got to go with Jan Gomes at this point. Brandon, Chance, does anybody know where they're going with this vote?
I mean, to Charlie's point, that's a good point, but go ahead and give me the Iceman from California.
I mean, we can't just – this is supposed to be the greatest ball of all time. What do we look like if we're just putting a guy – oh, he's going to lose the next round anyway. Let's just pass him through. And then somebody's going to go look back at our bracket and go, what the hell are these guys doing?
It's true.
Well, they're already going to be wondering what the hell you're doing eliminating Tony White first round and Gene McEver.
Technically, Casey Klaassen also advanced on the fan run bracket that was voted on by the Twitter audience. So I don't really think the Twitter audience, or at least the listening audience, thinks we're that crazy for adding in Casey Klaassen over Tony White. They also voted the same thing. Let it be known.
I will vote for the Iceman, Casey.
Come on, Rick.
I will definitely be voting for Casey Klaassen. Yeah.
You hate to see it.
You guys
suck. Sorry, Chuck.
You guys suck.
Sorry, Chuck.
Guess what? Now for that, you get more Brooks and Dunn.
You think that bothers me? I can just take my headphones off.
Yeah. We got this. We got this. So that right there, ladies and gentlemen, is the second round of the Greatest Vol of Them All tournament.
Casey Klaassen was the World Bowl champion in 2005.
I don't even know what that means.
The World Bowl. What is the World Bowl?
It doesn't matter.
But he's the champion.
The World Bowl was an annual American football championship game to decide the winning team in each season of the World League of American Football.
So basically what? The AAF before the AAF?
Yeah,
it
basically.
Sounds made up.
All right, well, hey, way to go, Casey Klaassen.
Everything was made up. The NFL at one time was made up. Everything's made up.
Mind blown. Open
I don't
up the
hear
floodgates. Open
I don't
up the
hear
floodgates.
It.
Rip him up. He's done it. Rip him up.
I'm just turning it off. I don't want to hear it.
Oh, ho, ho.
What was that, Chuck?
Well, in our system, it says Friends in Low Places, Garth Brooks. Clearly, it's just a cover band because Garth Brooks makes his music pretty hard to access. So I blame that.
That's why I don't like Garth Brooks.
Yeah, you know what? I got a problem with Garth Brooks about that, too. Many a times have I wanted to jump onto Spotify or whatever else I'm using, listen to a good Garth Brooks song. He makes it very difficult. I'm not about that.
I want to let you know, Brandon, I'm equally disappointed in myself.
Good. You should be.
I trusted, you know what, I shouldn't have trusted, I guess.
I respect that. How about this? Moving on we only got about 20 minutes or so left in the show today, so let's see what else we can squeeze in here today. Hey, I want to jump back to the world of the NFL right now. I got a couple of stories for you, Brandon. Tell me who you want to go with. Cam Newton, Antonio Brown in the Buccaneers, or Dak Prescott? Which one you want to hear?
Run through again.
Cam Newton, Antonio Brown with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, or Dak Prescott becoming the highest paid player in the NFL?
Antonio Brown.
All right, so there's been a lot of speculation in the last, about I guess, week or so since Tom Brady did make his announcement that he would be going to Tampa Bay, which already has a absolutely stacked wide receiver core right now. But there's certainly been information that's been going around that's saying, hey, could Bruce Arians and the Buccaneers be one of the teams that could potentially bring back in Antonio Brown? I remember we talked about this. Chance, I believe that you brought this up first. Hey, we're kind of in a rehabilitation period for Antonio Brown right now, right? We think that if he's staying out of the media, if he's staying out of trouble, maybe that means that, hey, some of the pieces are starting to get put back together. Maybe by the time the NFL season does begin, he could be ready to find a team. What if the Buccaneers were that surprise team? What if he got matched up there with Tom Brady? Doesn't look so likely.
In like full PR like mode after – you know, I guess a couple months ago, he started apologizing to the Patriots, to the Steelers, to Big Ben. I mean, he's done his rounds. He's now marrying the mother of his children, who he had that big, like, you know, fight with for all of the world to see. He looked like he was repairing his image for a full-fledged effort to come back. And Tom Brady has always, it seemed like, since he had him for the brief stint that he had him in New England, he, like, you know, really, they had, like, some type of rapport, so I could see it happening. But, like, this coronavirus kind of is helping some of these – it's helping an Antonio Brown. There's not as much, you know, focus on him anymore. We're not talking about where is AB going to land. I mean, we haven't talked about anything Antonio Brown related outside of maybe he's going to join the Buccaneers in the last month and a half. So this virus kind of helped guys like him who need to fly under the radar right now.
Yeah, I totally see what you're saying there. It will be interesting to see if one of those teams certainly does take a flyer on Antonio Brown. Maybe these last few months have helped him enough. Unfortunately, though, for the Buccaneers and for Tom Brady fans, Antonio Brown does not look like he's going to be likely ending up in Tampa Bay. According to Bruce Arians, who went on the Tiki and Tyranny show on CBS Sports yesterday, he said this when asked about the likelihood of Brown coming to Tampa Bay. Quote, "Yeah, it's not going to happen. There's no room and probably not enough money, but it's not going to happen. It's not a fit here." Pretty straightforward, pretty straight to the point there. He doesn't believe that Antonio Brown's a good fit. It's going to really be interesting to figure out which team does believe he's a good fit and which team does eventually take this flyer on him and see what they can get out of a guy who was once considered the best wide receiver in the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, Bruce Arians made it pretty clear that Tampa wasn't going to do anything. But does any team? I mean, does any team see it as worth it?
Yeah, and that's the question.
And I know y'all were talking about him apologizing, but I mean, the point remains that he still kind of went crazy and totally ruined his relationship with the Steelers, totally ruined the relationship with the Raiders. I mean, he's burned a lot of bridges.
Yeah, and I wonder if, man, those two situations and really just the whole beginning of last season and even the whole Hard Knocks thing on HBO and getting to see kind of that inside view on him and what those training practices and things were looking at, I wonder if the NFL has this kind of sort of blackball mentality to him, right? And they don't bring him back into the league. They don't let him come on a team. I wonder if some of these head coaches and owners are just a little bit gun-shy from it. Arian said no when asked if it was because he didn't trust what Brown would do for the culture for the team. Arian's just said, yeah, you know, I know him, and it's not a fit for our locker room. Think Antonio Brown could obviously bring just an insane level of talent to any team in the league and really kind of put their offense over the top. There's not a single offense that you can't add Antonio Brown to that now, you know, basically takes that next step. I just don't know if it's going to happen. Maybe not this year. Maybe a different year. Maybe 2021 if everything keeps going well. But I really wonder about 2020 and him coming back.
I think he'll get his chance. I mean, the NFL's kind of proven, you know, as unfortunate as it has been in some situations, that, hey, if you can run the ball well enough, throw the ball well enough, tackle people well enough, or catch the ball well enough, eventually you're going to get another chance. You know, I'm all for forgiveness and second chances, so I think AB should get a second chance, and I think he will.
I don't know. I don't know if he will or not. How old is he?
I don't know.
Antonio Brown
28,
is
29?
31 years old.
30? 31? Yeah.
I mean, he's still got a few years left, I guess. I don't know.
I don't see it happening, but it will be interesting to see if it does, because, again, I do think that whichever team does take a flyer on him, does bring in this guy who just a couple years ago was the best wide receiver in the NFL, they're obviously going to be playing with a significant advantage. But obviously, we've seen how some of the off-field actions can impact those. I hope to see him on the field again. I will be totally honest, because I think it's great for the game of football. But maybe it is true that maybe some of those off-the-field actions have just been a little too much for some of the teams.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if he'll play again. I mean, it would have to be a team that really needs a receiver. And even if you do need a receiver, if you're not a contender, are you going to bring him in? If you're a team, say, like, I don't know, the Jets or Giants, I don't know. Are you going to bring him in if you're not a contender? But if you are a contender, do you bring him in and risk throwing off the chemistry?
Yeah, obviously that's kind of what the Patriots did last year. Certainly a contender at the beginning of the year. They brought him in and then just eventually moved on and decided, hey, we just don't feel like we need him to accomplish what we need to do because of the other things that we're dealing with right now. They definitely had a short-lived marriage on that one. But we'll see. At the very least, though, we know it will not be Tampa Bay, and Antonio Brown and Tom Brady will not be one of the elite connections of next year. In other news, Cam Newton was photographed working out with Tyrod Taylor yesterday. Tyrod Taylor, quarterback of the Los Angeles Chargers, could potentially mean that Cam is on the way to L.A. I know that we've speculated about that for a long time. Everybody speculated about that. Certainly could be. To me, L.A. seems like the biggest reset button for Cam. You go all the way to the other side of the country. You go away from the Panthers and whoever teams that they're playing over there. You just get as much of a fresh start as you can get in sunny California and sunny Los Angeles. See what you can do from that. And then the last bit of news is that according to Ed Warder, a source on Cowboys negotiations with quarterback Dak Prescott, would not describe a contract resolution as close, but said that discussions are not contentious, and Prescott will emerge as the highest paid NFL player. Dak Prescott. So there's a little bit of NFL news for you.
Highest paid player, huh?
It's looking like it. It's looking like the contract negotiations are back on. I believe that the Cowboys want 4 years. Dak Prescott wants 5 years. I believe that Dak's five-year deal would make him the highest-paid player in the NFL. But we'll see what happens with that. We could have a new one coming up soon in the next couple days.
Sorry, Rick.
It's tough. It's really tough. I don't know if he should be the highest. It obviously sucks that we're going to reset the market. But I don't think I'm as low on Dak as maybe other people are. I think after watching all the Cowboys games last year, like Dak was an issue at times, but that whole team around him and the coaching staff, I think that's limited him more than anything else.
Well, be of good cheer. You have Mike McCarthy to lead you now.
Mike McCarthy. I don't even remember that Mike McCarthy is my coach half the time. I know Jason Garrett's fired, but I just don't really care who's the head coach because I forget that it's Mike McCarthy.
It's Mike McCarthy.
Oh, boy.
You should be cheerful.
I mean,
McCarthy with the highest paid player in the NFL. Here we go. Let's ride.
The good thing, you know, is it may seem like kind of crazy now making him the highest paid player in the NFL, but next year it'll be, you know, there will be three more quarterbacks paid more than him.
Well, next year it'll be Patty. Every year
the salary cap increases, and every year whatever big quarterbacks are up for a contract, they just reset the market. And unfortunately, this happens to be Dak Prescott's year. Or I guess fortunately, depending on how you look at it and who you are.
Yeah. It's going to be really interesting. One of our good friends of the show, Tyler Wyatt, just gave me a DM, Brandon. He says that I'd take him in Dallas 100 times out of 100. We could take him and it wouldn't even be a big of a story. I think he's talking about Antonio Brown. Do you think Antonio Brown going to the Cowboys with Jerry Jones would be a big deal?
That sounds like a train wreck.
It sounds like they might break the internet. Maybe he was talking about a different guy there, but out of those three guys that we were talking about, Antonio, Cam, and Dak, I feel like that's maybe the most likely.
Jerry Jones would probably get the most out of him. Like, he wouldn't do many crazy antics. Like, everybody goes to Dallas and they straighten up for Jerry. That's what I would think.
Man, but if he couldn't straighten up with Belichick, I don't know. There's rampant marijuana problems going on in the Cowboys locker room right now. So, who knows if they got a handle on that. Hey, we got a quick break right here. Final break of the show. We'll be back on the other side, get a little bit of if you haven't heard out of the way, see what we can do to have some fun with the last couple minutes. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Blitz on Fan Run Radio.
He's pounded down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just like old Bandit Run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal.
Back here on the Blitz, 11:49 a.m. Got about 6 or so minutes left in the show today before Talk Sports takes the studio. John, Cody, and Cam will be coming in. They got a great 3 hours planned for you. Then the drive will take you from 3 to 6 p.m. And then, of course, overtime taking you home tonight. full day on the Fan Run Radio schedule, but we only got a couple more minutes left in our show, so why don't we go ahead and finish this out like we always do.
If you haven't heard.
Wow, you were quick to it. Brandon, I like the enthusiasm. Go right for it.
If you haven't heard, as of yesterday, the United States has passed Italy and China and now has the most confirmed cases of coronavirus in the world.
Oh, boy.
We are winning.
We're winning? Bad
joke. No. No, but United States now up over 86,000 cases.
Oh, wow. 86,000?
Yeah, we passed China. And Italy.
Well, there's a global pandemic going on right now, Brandon. These numbers just keep going up.
Or the new epicenter, that's what they like to call it.
This is like my stress levels during any Tennessee football game. Just nonstop increase. Just keep on rising, keep on rising. You have no idea when it's ever going to end. It's just going to end at some point. That's rough. 86,000.
That was my if you haven't heard.
How about this? If you haven't heard, Roman Reigns, the big dog.
Who that is?
The WWE wrestler Roman Reigns. Ah. He has been pulled from the main event, well, maybe the co-main event, of WrestleMania 36. Roman was supposed to be challenging Goldberg for the WWE Heavyweight Championship. But he has told WWE officials that he does not feel comfortable being in the WWE Performance Center anymore during the shows because of the coronavirus pandemic, because he's immunocompromised. That's a real phrase. He is immunocompromised from his battle with leukemia earlier in the last couple years, and didn't want to risk his health. We're told that someone's told that WWE has honored his request, and he will now be replaced by someone else with the match against Goldberg.
Bill Goldberg?
Bill Goldberg. Hmm. I hate Bill Goldberg. So I hope they find a good replacement.
If you haven't heard,
I hope it's Keith Lee, Brandon.
Drew Brees has pledged to donate $5 million to help with this whole coronavirus outbreak to Louisiana.
Drew Brees. What a dude.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, also saw something along those same lines. That Trevor Lawrence, Thor, quarterback for Clemson,
right,
and his girlfriend put together a GoFundMe to try to raise money for COVID support or resources or anything like that. And I heard that the NCAA shut them down.
Right. So they shut them down, and then they got a ton of backlash, rightfully so.
Oh, yeah.
And they made a special exception to the rule to allow him to continue to raise funds for those in need during this coronavirus outbreak.
That's fantastic. I think that Trevor Lawrence is one of the best college football players in the country right now. Brandon, if you get to just claim Joe Burrow as your guy from the championship game, I claimed Trevor Lawrence as my guy. I love Trevor Lawrence. Fantastic. Happy that the GoFundMe is back up.
Well, if you guys haven't heard, I know we've been talking about the COVID. Kirk Herbstreit spoke out about it. Thinks that we're not going to get any college football or any NFL. With 12 to 18 months away from a vaccine, Herbstreit spoke out the other day saying he doesn't believe that we're going to have any college football or the NFL coming up. Also, in other positive news, everybody's sitting at home doing the whole quarantine thing. We've been talking about Tiger King on Netflix. Another popular Netflix show returns today. Ozark Season 3 debuts today on Netflix.
I've gotten through Season 1, but haven't gotten to Season 2 yet.
That show stresses you out.
It does. It really does.
I've not watched it.
You should watch it, Brandon.
It's pretty good. Chance, we didn't get around to watching The Tiger King yesterday, but that is on the way. Charlie watched a little bit about it, a couple of the episodes. Have you finished it?
I haven't finished it yet. I'm on episode, I guess, 4. There's 7 total. So I watched 3 and 4 last night, but it's still good.
Still that good,
Carol did that bleep too, by the way.
Oh, that's the thing that I keep seeing on Twitter. I don't know anything else about it except that everyone's saying that Carol did the thing.
Anything that I know, she did that bleep.
She gave him one of those. You know what I mean?
You got one of those.
One of those. Not good.
If you haven't heard, Indy 500 pushed back to August. Biggest party in the Midwest.
Okay, that one makes sense. If you haven't heard, Brandon Snydergaard had his Tommy John surgery. Syndergaard, excuse me.
Snydergaard?
Look, sometimes the letters get mixed up in my head a little bit. I'm sorry. Syndergaard, he underwent successful Tommy John surgery. Your guy's good to go. He'll be back in 2021.
Oh, great.
So a long time. But who knows? We might not even have a baseball season he's missing out on. Maybe that this is the best possible timing for your star pitcher.
I don't know if there's any good time to have Tommy John surgery.
No, I think that cuts a few years off your career potentially regardless. Hey, any last thoughts from anyone on the way out?
Coming up in just a few minutes, EJ Anasicki is supposed to announce where he's going to go. We didn't talk about that today, but he's supposed to announce at noon where he's transferring.
Oh, that's huge. So be sure to stay connected with the Fan Run Radio Network. I can guarantee that John and Cody and Cam will be talking about that coming up next. You won't want to miss it. Hey, we'll see you back same time, same place on Monday. Have a fantastic weekend, everybody.